Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. The Texas wine industry continues to grow, and we're seeing the number of vineyards grow across the state. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about that trend.
Tony, I guess if we had to characterize the Texas wine industry, some would say that it's really still in its infancy in the Lone Star State. But while it is yet young, it is showing some great maturity. Its economic impact is already estimated at about $1.8 billion, and literally the sky is the limit.
So what's going on now in the industry?
The acres of wine grapes in Texas have increased from just over 3,000 acres in 2009 to a little over 4,000 in 2011. Now, that's a 33% increase in acres and an additional $16.5 million for the industry, which is fantastic news. In 2011, there were 236 wineries within Texas. Now, that's an increase in 48 wineries since 2009, which reflects a growth rate of about 25%. With the increasing number of wineries, you can see there is a need for more Texas grapes to supply them.
So how else does it benefit the state?
Wineries also provide the state with wine-related tourism destinations. We currently have 11 wine trails in the state, so no matter where you are, there's a winery close by for a great weekend outing. You can explore Texas wine trails, learn about the history of winemaking in Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.